And on the Pigskin Preview right now, we're joined by Grandview Eagles head coach Dave Dallas. It was only 2 years ago that there was no varsity football at Grandview. They made the move back up last year and entering the second season at the varsity level. Coach, last year didn't yield any wins, but that's kind of something you expect when you have to make that jump back into top-level competition. As we were talking, though, about this team, you kept saying there's a lot of growth that was shown.
Yeah, I think we showed a lot of growth last year. Particularly, I think the biggest growth I've seen is like in the weight room and our physical aspect of things, and just mature, being able to mature as a football team. I think those are big things that I've seen. And then last year's throughout the year, I think we got better at times. And there again, I think our youth showed when we were inconsistent. But I think there was some bright sides. Some things that we were able to build on throughout the offseason and going into this year as well.
One of the biggest bright sides for that is that this team is pretty much exactly the same one you had a year ago. A lot of kids come back for you, including Jacob Brand, who was running the offense for you. That has to be such a nice luxury, not just because it's somebody who, obviously is a veteran and understands what you're looking to do on offense, but you're going to make a few changes this year with your offense, so you have somebody that you trust to be able to handle a little bit more of a passing load that you're going to give to him.
Yeah, I think Jacob, he's with the maturity. I mean, he's a sophomore, but he's been kind of a three-year starter. I mean, this will be his third year doing that. Clayton Riddle also is a sophomore quarterback that is, a very talented kid as well. So, with those two guys back are really, really a plus. They know what we want to do. I kind of know what the ins and outs of what's expected of them.
What's something that you're looking for from this defensive bunch? When we talked and I was out there at training camp practices, you mentioned this group has to get bigger and stronger in order to compete at the varsity level again. But what's something specifically on the defensive side of the ball that you would like to see this bunch really get into and grow through over the course of this season?
I think our theme going into on both sides of the football is simplicity. I think us as coaches have tried to simplify things a little bit more and try to make things simpler where our kids are not thinking as much and becoming reactors and attackers and those things. So we tried to simplify things to make them a more aggressive type football players on both sides of the football. So I think that's something that we need to do a much better job with as coaches, and then the kids buying into that. And I think it'll make us a better team, both offensively and defensively.
When we look at the schedule ahead of you this year, another big part of the building process for a program is being able to go out and play great competition week in and week out, so you can point to it and say that's what we're trying to be. And this schedule obviously is full of great Jefferson County teams, including Scott City and Portageville on the road in back-to-back weeks to start the season. Now, when I was talking with you, that's the idea. You want to keep challenging yourself even as you're really starting over with the program.
Yeah, I think we got to be able to accept those challenges. We got to look them in the eye and say, hey, this is a challenge to us. This is how we handle it. And hit it right in the throat to go accept those challenges. So, Scott City is going to be a challenge for us right out of the gate because they got 17 seniors back off a good football team, and so they'll be a challenge for us. But I think we'll be a better football team too. So that'll be a lot of fun to go down there and compete with them and kind of get a gauge where we're at and travel to Portageville the next week.
All right, Dave, best of luck to you guys this season, and we will try and give you a little ring and have a conversation after that week one game against Scott City.
Look forward to it.